Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 9th of August, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, through to chapter 4, verse 12. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. Go, assemble the elders of Israel, and say to them, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt, and I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. After that, he will let you go. And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed. Every woman is to ask her neighbor, and any woman living in her house, for articles of silver and gold and for clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and so you will plunder the Egyptians." Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you?'" Then the Lord said to him, "What is in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, the skin was leprous. It had become as white as snow. "Now, put it back into your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first sign they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." Today's article, titled, "But I Can," was written by Chris Whale. Major W. Ian Thomas, the founder of Cape and Ray Bible School, described his new faith as keeping him very busy. Thinking he had to live for Jesus in his own strength, his energy soon dwindled, and out of sheer frustration, he nearly quit. Yet that turned out to be the turning point of his Christian life. "I learned to say, Lord Jesus, I can't. You never said I could, but you can, and always said you would. That is all I need to know." Moses had to learn the same thing about God. Having fled from Egypt, he lived in self-imposed exile while the enslaved Israelites continued to suffer. So Moses didn't feel like he was a good fit for the rescue mission God had called him to. He asked God, "Who am I that I should go? What if they do not believe me? And I have never been eloquent." In every excuse, Moses said, "I can't." Yet God responded, "I will be with you." He revealed his powerful, all-encompassing name. He promised, "I will help you speak." Each time, God assured him, "But I can." Today, if we're tempted to say, "I can't," we can listen to God's, "But I can." Then we too will be ready for life as the adventure that God always intended it to be, as Major Thomas reflected. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that just as my salvation is from you, so too is the strength to live in each moment. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.